Would the new body imaging scanners being deployed at airports have detected the weapon used in the attempted Christmas Day airplane bombing? Maybe not. That's according to a new report from congressional investigators. The Transportation Safety Administration plans to deploy 1,800 of the scanners in response to that attempted attack. The cost, about $3 billion over 8 years. Investigators from the Government Accountability Office, or GAO, have been looking into whether those scanners are worth the cost. And Washington Post correspondent Spencer Hsu joins us to tell us what they found. Welcome to the program.
Good to be with you.
And let's talk first about that bombing attempt on Christmas Day. The man charged in that attempt allegedly had a pouch of explosives sewn into his underwear. What did the GAO conclude about the scanners and whether they would have picked that up?
The GAO notes that it's received some preliminary information from the Transportation Security Administration, and they say the details are classified, but they formally concluded that while officials said that the scanners performed as well as physical pat-downs and operational tests, it remains unclear whether they would have detected the weapon used. The issue here is that the amount of explosive powder was about 80 grams. That's about a quarter cup full.
Mm-hmm.
And they were contained in a pouch in the seam of the suspect's underwear. The way the machines work, they use X-rays or radio waves to bounce off materials that show, you know, anomalies on the surface of the skin. And in this case, they may have been blocked by other body parts. They may have been seen sort of thin edge on. In other words, if you're looking at somebody, you may see an envelope when they show you the face of the envelope, but if the envelope is edge on, you may not detect it. And then even if the machine operator had seen it, that operator would have had to make a decision to perhaps call for additional screening or questioning, and then there would have been a question whether that interrogation or a physical pat-down would have actually detected something in the location where he had it.
At the same time, though, that bombing attempt was cited by the Obama administration as a main reason for this plan to double the number of these scanners at airports. This report seems to be saying maybe that's not worth the time, not worth the money.
That's exactly the point, I think. TSA says, look, we've never said that there's a single magic bullet or silver bullet solution. So to speak, thank you. That this is better than the existing alternatives, which are basically metal detectors. And this, in this case, the individual apparently was, provided the explosive material after other people had handled it. So it's not even clear that additional conventional explosive screening would have detected it. So TSA's point, look, it's better than what we have now. GAO's point is, well, let's maybe there should be another cost-benefit analysis to see if this $3 billion expense that's being accelerated, just how significantly it would have helped against this threat.
And is there any sense that TSA is doing that, is looking at this program and rethinking it in any way?
To do a cost-benefit analysis, you have to know what the benefit is, which means you have to know how significant the threat is. In this case, that's one of those imponderables. You have a mysterious, shadowy terrorist adversary that also reacts to your decisions. And so the, philosophy that security officials have used is, more and more layers to try and trip up somebody at some stage in the attack.
Spencer, there were a number of privacy concerns that have been raised about these body scanning machines before this. Would you expect that this report, which says, we're not even sure if they really work as you would expect them to, does that sort of add fuel to that fire in a sense?
It certainly kind of informs the debate. I mean, one issue is that the privacy advocates themselves have been sort of raising this question, would these whole-body imaging scanners work. They're designed to pick up metallic or non-metallic objects, but what about liquids and powders? In this case, you have sort of a government agency or Congress's own arm sort of raising that question. The point is, before the Christmas Day bombing, this was politically controversial. Legislators in Europe and even in the House in the United States have recommended sort of a go-slow approach, and that's what changed after Christmas Day.
Spencer Hsu covers Homeland Security for The Washington Post. Spencer, thanks very much.
Thank you.